This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the pandemic, many credit card companies had set up ways for customers to defer paying what they would normally owe. Now the Discover Card outfit says the amount of payments being deferred dropped 90% April till early June. This is a sign that some distress may be easing. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
If fewer people are deferring their credit card bills, they're probably better able to pay them off, says Andrew Davidson at Comper Media.
Perhaps they got their stimulus check, perhaps they got unemployment benefits, or maybe they even found a job.
Davidson says in the long run, it might be better for customers' financial health to pay off that credit card debt instead of deferring payments for longer.
In most instances, interest still accrues, and so consumers are effectively kicking the can down the road.
He says it's also welcome news for the credit card companies when customers come off those deferral plans. That's because banks don't have to set aside as much cash in case people default. Matt Schultz at LendingTree says banks want to maintain good relationships with customers.
It's not just about somebody having a credit card. It's about somebody having a credit card and then potentially being able to upsell them to a mortgage or a car loan.
And he says banks can now point out they were willing to cut customers some slack in a time of need. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.